Welcome to the Refuse to Lose Coaching Podcast. In today's episode, we are talking about the story of the donkey in the well and why it's important to shake it off. There's a farmer who has an old donkey, and the donkey falls into this old well. The farmer hears the donkey in there, in the stress. He's looking down the well. He's thinking, how do I get this donkey out? He's racking his brain, goes over, gets some neighbors, some friends to assess the situation, and ultimately they decide the donkey's too old, the well's too old to save. And so they're just going to bury the donkey in the well. So all the farmers grab some shovels, start throwing dirt into the well. First shovel load comes over, hits the donkey right in the back. Donkey's like, ow! Shakes it off. Next shovel load comes over. Everyone that hits him just hits him right in the back, and it hurts, and he just, ow, shakes it off. And as he's shaking it off, he's realizing the dirt's falling to the ground, and he's just stepping up. The donkey starts to think, shake it off, step up, shake it off, step up. And so now with each ensuing shovel load that's coming over, it's hitting him in the back. It still hurts. But he's shaking it off, stepping it up. Eventually, donkey steps right on out of the well, alive and free. Tammy, what are the key elements of this story here?
Well, I think the main one, obviously, is that we're going to be hit in life. And we can either let it bury us, or we can shake it off, step up, just like the donkey did. Shake it off, step up. And we have to take that pain and use it again for something that's going to help make us successful.
This story draws to mind a bit of a more serious story, but a true story that was recently made into a book and then into a movie, Unbroken. And many of our listeners might have read the book or seen the movie, but essentially there is an American pilot in World War II whose plane gets shot down in the Pacific Ocean. He ends up being captured by the Japanese and is brutally beaten for years by the Japanese prison guards and wardens. But ultimately, he takes his beatings, he shakes it off, he steps up, and he's able to survive and live to see the end of the war, and then go back to being a free American and living the rest of his life with his family, with his loved ones. But he was able to shake it off and step up in a very serious real world scenario.
And that was such an inspirational story and movie. And I think athletes can learn something from that. Hopefully, most likely, they're not having to go through something dramatic as an unbroken or even with a donkey situation. So how do you, when you're thrown a hard punch, or you're hurt by something, how do you shake it off and step up?
So what are some scenarios where an athlete might find themselves in a shake it off, step up situation?
An injury. Maybe an injury that doesn't keep you sidelined, but that you have to overcome. Okay, I'm hurt. Do you dwell on that, or do you like shake it off, step up? Maybe you're conditioning, and you feel like you are about to die. You can't make that last sprint, that last run. You have to shake it off, step off. Playing a game, and your opponent is just pounding you. Often we see teams kind of what we would call, they kind of roll over. If you want to use this donkey analogy, you've got to shake it off, step up.
Because the donkey could have rolled over.
Oh, exactly.
Laid down in the well and just accepted his fate.
Exactly. Another example is losing. Maybe you're on a losing streak. Are you just going to accept it? Are you going to get sad and cry about it? Are you going to shake it off, step up, find a solution?
That analogy brings up the New England Patriots from the 2014 season. Went through a couple strings of a bad, rough patch early on, to the point that the media was calling for Tom Brady to be benched. And Belichick just laughed it off and said, yeah, right. And the Patriots didn't just roll over and die. Instead, they shook it off and stepped up. They shook off the media naysayers. They shook off the fact that they had lost a couple games, which, you know, the Patriots don't do very often. They shook off whatever, maybe if there was internal battles going on, they were able to shake all that off and end up rolling on to another fantastic year for the Patriots.
And there's so numerous examples of that in any sport that you can think of. There's a bad string of bad luck, bad losses. But the champions, individual champions, team champions, rise above that. They find a way somehow to shake it off, and they find what they need to do to step up.
So we're presenting this idea of shake it off, step up, shake it off, step up. And I think most of us understand, yes, I need to do that. So now, Tammy, the question is, you're in this situation. You've just given up a goal, or you've just given up, you know, a big inning. The opposing basketball team just went on a 10-0 run to take a 15-point lead. You're in your fitness session, you know, when you're off season, and it's 90 degrees outside, the humidity is like 300%, whatever. How do I shake it off? I want to shake it off. I'm telling myself, man, I love Coach Matheny's talk on shaking it off and step up, but how do I shake it off and step up? What are some strategies for that?
I'm glad you asked that, because it's one thing to tell athletes and coaches how they should, but let's give them a technique. I have what I call the state ritual, and it has two parts to it, self-talk and body language. I'm a firm believer that your self-talk and body language can help you overcome anything in that moment or anything long-term. So if I've made a mistake, I've let my opponent just score on me, I'm going to do what I call, again, the mistake ritual, and it takes maybe 3 to 5 seconds. The body language part, the physical part, is I do something to release that, maybe a slap my thigh. I have athletes that I work with wear a rubber band, and they're supposed to pop themselves when they have a negative thought or something bad happens, just kind of to let it go. Maybe I take a deep breath and blow it out, and I'm getting my body language big and strong again. Then I'm going to follow up with the self-talk verbal. I am still the best player out here. We're still the best team out here. Next play, next pitch. And I'm fueling my brain, making sure that I get my self-talk aligned with what's going to help me overcome, step up, shake it off. If I'm on a team, maybe I say it verbally as well. I'm going to take care of myself individually, make sure my self-talk, body language is good. Then I'm going to encourage a teammate. Head up. Let's get the next one.
So the self-talk and the body language, this kind of makes sense as you think about it, is going, if you can correct your self-talk and you can correct your body language, is going to then present a more confident version of yourself. A more confident version of yourself is more capable of overcoming an obstacle, is more capable of shaking it off and stepping it up, as opposed to a unconfident version of yourself that will just quit.
Yes. You see it all the time. You see two ways of acting. Let's say there's a bad call. I pout. My body language gets negative. My shoulders slump. I'm draining energy, not just from myself, but from my teammates, as well as feeding energy to my opponents. Now, second scenario, bad call. I, you know, return back to that strong body language, do something to release if I do have frustration, get strong body language and strong, positive, productive self-talk. Now I'm telling my teammates, hey, we're okay. I'm showing the opponent, you have to bring more than that to get me, because I'm shaking this off and I'm stepping up. I think a great example was the World Cup this past summer, 2015. The U.S. and Germany, and it's an intense battle. You just kind of have that feel. Maybe whoever scores first might be the winner. The U.S. has questionable penalty kick on the U.S.
No bias there, though.
No bias at all. maybe it wasn't questionable, but the penalty kick happens. The German that's going to take this penalty kick had never missed.
Never missed, correct. Never missed a penalty.
One of the best players in the world, especially penalty kicks. the U.S. defender that had committed the foul,
Julie Johnson,
she's devastated. You know, she's almost in tears. Maybe she did have some tears. But what I saw was her teammates stepping it up and shaking it off for her and for the entire team. You could not hear what they were saying at that moment, but just watching their body language, I had that feeling watching, hey, they're going to be okay. Now, I've read stuff since then in the comments that people on the bench said and that her teammates said to her.
Most specifically, Sauerbaum, who was the first one to greet her.
Something
to
the effect.
You can use that word.
It's okay. We're coming back. We're going to get this back. And there was just created this energy of shake it off, step up. Okay, you committed a foul that, yes, it's a very intense situation and could change
untimely.
Untimely. Could change the momentum of the game, but we're not going to let it. We're going to shake it off. We're going to step up. If she makes this, we're going to step up and we're going to go score again. Now, did this energy, did this strong body language create the German miss in her first ever? We don't know that. But I have to think that it somehow created the energy then when the U.S. came down in 5 minutes, maybe the next
something
play.
Pretty quick, yes.
Then we get the penalty kick caught, and then we nail it home.
1-0 going to the finals, yes. Absolutely. And so this was an interesting point that you brought up, that as you are shaking it off yourself, as you are giving yourself positive self-talk and creating strong, confident body language, you're not just shaking it off for yourself, but you're shaking it off for your teammates, for your partners, because they're building off of that. And I go back to the Unbroken story, and I wonder how many other prisoners of war were able to survive the atrocities of being in that prison camp because of the actions of the main character of the story, able to shake it off and step up. And how many other prisoners were motivated, were inspired by that and said, if he can do it, I can do it. And I'm watching him model this and I want to follow this. I think that's such an interesting component to the shake it off, that as you're shaking it off for you, you're uplifting your teammates and your partners and you know, whatever it is that is your collective team, you're moving them forward as well.
Great point. Exactly. How we handle ourselves, our body language, what we're saying, is such a positive or negative energy that affects everyone, impacts everyone around us. It even impacts the fans watching the game, even though they have no bearing on the game. But it affects their emotion, their energy.
So we've given a lot of scenarios here. We've talked about some of the specific things to do in the self-talk and the body language. So how do athletes and coaches alike use these strategies in their mental toolbox?
First point I'd like to encourage, challenge the athletes and coaches listening to this, is to make sure you have some kind of mistake ritual. So as soon as that mistake happens, as soon as a bad play happens, boom, you know what you're doing to the ball. And then making sure that individually you know what message you're sending to your teammates and your opponents, and you're making sure that it's a strong, positive, powerful message. Hey, it is okay. We're going to step up and rise above this.
So great strategies moving forward, great things to throw into your mental toolbox. And so as we move forward, let's just shake it off.
Thank you for tuning in today. Be sure to check out the Refuse to Lose Coaching website at www.r2lc.com. Follow Refuse to Lose Coaching on Twitter at r2lcoaching. If you are interested in having Coach Tamin Matheny speak to your team or organization, contact her via the Refuse to Lose Coaching website at www.r2lc.com.